This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Why do I have to do this show in a crap hole? That's all I'm asking. Oh, sorry. Hey, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I got to tell you, when everything broke on a Friday about the old crap hole comment, that's what we're going to say because I can't say the other thing. Even though I have to tell you, I am shocked at the number of outlets, media outlets, TV, that are saying the word live on air multiple times. It's not beep hole. It is the word. Don Lemon said it, I don't know what, 50 times. I'm kidding. He said it at least 2-3 times. And, of course, he was outraged.
I can't believe that the president would be so racist, 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 racist.
And you know what's funny? It is so funny to watch how these people go bananas over what most people think in the normal. Yeah. Don't you love how President Trump manhandles the media? By the way, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. I am going to get to some of your mail and maybe even some phone calls, whatever, but I got to tell you, I'm enjoying what I'm seeing. And here's why. A friend of mine, he's a movie producer. His name is Joel Gilbert, and he made a movie about Trump that's coming out this month, and I think it's called, I can't remember the name. Joel's going to hate me for this, but it's essentially, Art of the Insult, The Art of the Insult. Check it out. I watched this film, and it was it's essentially a compilation of how Donald Trump insulted his way into the presidency, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, he took every single person that came at him apart by just giving the facts mixed with a little bit of humor, a little bit of, you know, Marco Rubio's big ears. And it's so funny. When it's put into one single thing, The Art of the Insult, Joel Gilbert, you got to see this film. It is absolutely hysterical. It's funny. And so I watched it. And I'm thinking about everything that's going on right now and how miscalculating the left and the media are. When they think that this stuff isn't going to work with Trump, where he's like, oh, shit, you're worthless. I don't even want to talk to you. And he's talking about these, quote, crap hole countries. He leaves the left scrambling. They're like, where's the decorum? I remember in one of the scenes in the film, Trump says, oh, they want me to be more presidential. So he walks out and he's like all presidential, acting like Obama. And he says, what happens? Nothing. They get nothing done. They just want you to be president. Okay, I'm going to be presidential now. And he does it. And it's so mocking, but it is so true. And he said, and so here's what's interesting about it. Now that he said it, you know, he's telling you that they don't do anything, but now he's got a track record. And he can say, look, you want me to act presidential? I'll come out here. I'll go, yeah, well, the State of the Union is and blah, blah, blah. Or do you want me to get stuff done? I cleaned it up. You see it? Because most people want him to get things done. They don't want it. They don't want all the nonsense. Get things done. Period. So this is where Donald Trump finds himself, is right back where he started, where everybody, all the media, the left think, oh, we're gonna say he said the word crap hole about these countries, and then we're gonna do a media frenzy. It starts all over again. He's a racist. And you know what? People out there, black people calling in the shows. I was on Laura Ingraham last week, and you know, she played a clip while I was waiting to come on. A black dude called and said, man, we ain't even worried about that. We want jobs. We want opportunity. If you don't believe, folks, that this is what is filtering down into the masses, you're crazy. And it's going to continue. And we've got a radio project coming up funded by one of my good buddies that we're going to be calling black radio shows and saying, hey, what do you think about Trump? Trying to get that kicked off. So I'm just telling you, I'm loving this. The left have no antidote for him. Trump is Superman and kryptonite no longer works. I mean, that's really it in a nutshell. Man, made up crap hole stuff. And it's just like this Russian narrative. Let me tell you what's happening right now, people. Pay attention. You're listening to Kevin Jackson here. Not that that's a big deal. But I don't know, I felt like saying it. It makes me feel good. But here's the thing. The left have yet again exposed that they don't know jack. That's their problem. They don't realize how backwards they have. They're like, oh, if we say that Donald Trump thinks of these third world nations as crap holes, that'll get him. And then they say it, and then Trump's like, well, I didn't say it like that, but yeah. Yeah, they're crap holes. Mm-hmm. What do you want me to tell you about them? Everywhere you go, El Salvador, the highest crime rate in the world, murder rate in the world. I mean, I haven't been there, but I've been to many of these crap hole countries. And I'm going to tell you something. You don't want to visit, much less live. I had an office in Mexico City. This has been many years ago, and I think about what you want about Mexico, but you fly into that place, and people live in squalor, and it isn't like, there's a really good, I mean, I'm sure there are good areas, but I'm saying, you fly over that place, and it looks like, you think that they're raising farm animals, and it's people living in the city. So, every time I went there, I went to stay in this place called La Zona Rosa, which is like the nicest area. Stayed at Hotel Nico, owned by the Japanese. But you go two blocks outside of that, you're going to get kidnapped, you're going to get raped, beaten, robbed, something. You better know exactly where you're going, and you better have armed security. I did not leave the hotel, other than my meetings. I did not leave that hotel. And I had people with me that could protect me when I was going to meetings. That's how bad it is. And that's to do normal business. Donald Trump described the world the way the average person sees it, and these people don't get it. Yeah. Those countries, they suck. And what people love about Donald Trump is he speaks the truth about it. He's saying, look, I'm not sending money. I'm not bringing these people. Why should we bring these people in to our country? They're adding nothing to it. They're coming over here and doing nothing but taking, and you want to make it easier. It's not going to happen on my watch. And good for him. And the thing about it, he's not afraid to confront it. He's not afraid of the politics around it. He's like, you know what? Say what you want. I'm going to keep making this economy good. I'm going to keep making America great again, making it safe. And you see how you deal with that in the elections.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We're going to make the show about jealousy today. And yeah, here's the thing. It's an interesting concept, jealousy. And it's been described as love and hate at the same time. Right? And it is. It is truly that. Because in order to be jealous about something, you have to have a passion for it. So let's say you're a really good skater. And you're at the skate park and you're doing your thing. And then some kid comes along and he can do all these other cool things. And you're like, look at that dude, man. So there's a twinge of jealousy. I've never felt that. I'm a martial artist. I'm not a naturally flexible kid. I had to really work to finally get down into the full splits and, Chinese splits. I could do the other one, where you just put your legs in front of each other. That one was pretty easy. But I couldn't do the Chinese splits. I just don't have birthing hips. And so I see these young girls and they're like, complete butterflies all the way down to the ground. They get into the splits and their leg is, I was like, how? What? But I wasn't jealous. I just knew I didn't have birthing hips for obvious reasons. I had a hysterectomy. Now, so But I just didn't look at it. And I was funny because maybe it was when I was young, and one of my instructors says, hey, he goes, don't use anybody else as your measuring stick. And I just, it stuck in my brain, like, don't worry about that guy's technique or that girl's flexibility or whatever, because you have to stay focused on what your body can do. A lot of people think, oh, wow, that's an interesting kick. I'm going to throw that kick. You can't throw that kick. You don't have the ligaments in your knees don't move like that. And there's nothing you can do. There's certain physiological limits. But people would be jealous, mad. I could tell you stories where people would say, so, Kevin, what do you do? You know, I'd be in a tournament, you know, so where are you, blah, 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 you know, because you put your gear away. And I'd say, yeah, I'm black belt. Or I'd be at a party. Yeah, I'm black belt. And they're like, oh, he's such a braggart. You know, and they would ask, because they'd come up and go, hey, I hear you're a martial artist. What are you? What do you mean? What do you mean, what am I? What style? No, what belt? I'm a black belt. Oh, okay, cool. And then 2 days later, I'd hear, yeah, he was all bragging about he was a black belt. I wasn't. But they're petty. Leftists remind me of that, the love and the hate at the same time, because they're passionate about their what they think is right, but they're wrong. They're passionate about it. Quite frankly, they're jealous inside of themselves because they know that they're wrong. And Trump drives them crazy. I mean, they go cray-cray over Donald Trump. Why? Because everything they've wanted to accomplish with their ideology, Trump does it. They want a safer world. I'm saying, in the purest sense of it all, they want utopia, but they want to think it works with their ideology. It doesn't. So here's Trump making it work. I'm going to give you some numbers today. I'm going to give you the shopping numbers, the holiday shopping numbers here in a bit. It's going to blow your mind. You're going to be, what? What? Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, by the way. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. It'll blow your mind. These numbers, they're jealous. They're jealous that Donald Trump will speak his mind and it does not destroy him. And in fact, it's exactly what people think. And, I mean, look, there should be no cabal trying to destroy Donald Trump. Once you get a look at what he did year one, you should be all on board. Because I'm going to tell you this, as bad of a taste as it would have left in my mouth, if Barack Obama had Trump stats right now, I would have to just go, look, I don't know how this is working. Maybe I have really underestimated liberalism, leftism, progressivism. But this dude is a rock star. Yeah, come on, folks. We just got to admit this. That's what I'd be saying. It would be painful to say, but I'd admit it. And I wouldn't be jealous anymore. I would go, look, if he can continue this, this is helping everybody. We got to go with him. That's what you would have been hearing. And people might have been going, Kevin, I can't believe you. I'd be, look, what do you want me to do? You want me to lie to you? I can lie to you. But we knew what was going to happen with Barack Obama. And that's what, you know, I think that's the part of the problem. The left don't get it. They live in such an opposite world where the disbelief is belief and so on and so forth. They're having trouble understanding how this is working because they believe that their side should be winning. Their stuff should be working. Look, we're the ones who want to take people's money and give it to people. Isn't that the way it works? And Donald Trump's like, no, that's not how it works. We give people their money back because we don't own it. They make it. Then they decide where to invest it. And the only thing we can do is we can nudge people in the right directions. We can nudge business by saying, look, we're going to lower the tax base so you can do more. We're going to free you up from legislation so you can do more. And you can give back. You can be more philanthropic. And the left hate it. They're jealous. Love and hate at the same time. Happy to get their money back. I got $2,000 back from my company, David. Donald Trump get it. I'm torn. I'm conflicted. I mean, think about it. I don't know how to describe it except to say, you know, somebody that you hate does something good for you. Has that ever happened? You know, happened where you're like somebody, you just can't stand them, but they actually helped you, and you're like, yeah, they helped me. I mean, I still don't like him, but I mean, you know, I can't deny, you know, he helped me move, or change my tire, or stop me from getting beat up. I don't know, but it's one of those bittersweet. I think that's the way they describe it, right? Bittersweet, because you just don't want to believe that there's any good in him. Well, guess what? Welcome to the real world, leftist. Yeah, let me tell you, they're about to get the smirk slapped off their face, but good, it's already happened. They just haven't felt it because they're dumb. When your brain is as dull as a leftist, you don't feel stuff right away. Oh, yeah, they've been pimp slapped. And they're still back in circa 2016, November 7th, all exuberant. Woohoo! Hillary! Oh, I love it. Jealous, man. Jealousy is a mental cancer. Yeah, B.C. Forbes said that. A mental cancer. When you can't get over, when you can't... See, here's the thing, folks. I'm going to make you feel good, conservatives. When you look at the world, you're not looking at the world through this selfish thing. You're looking at the world going, man, that stock market, it's got to be helping everybody. I hope and pray it's helping everybody. I don't look at the stock market and go, I hope the stock market's only helping conservatives. I hope the stock market's helping everybody. I hope these low unemployment numbers are getting black folks to work, Latinos to work, and I hope they're getting the jobs they want. I hope these companies bringing back, you know, the business and the money back into this economy is helping, you know, spur new businesses, new restaurants, new barber shops, new things, new ideas. That's what fuels America. Not an ounce of jealousy. I see people get, look, I didn't make a nickel in the stock market in 2017. I'm mad. Like my grandfather said, I'm mad enough. A mule chewing on bumblebees. But I'm happy that people got over. I'm glad to see that people made out with this new Donald Trump economy, man. Congratulations to you. Send a brother a buck.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Talk about Haiti, one of the places the President of the United States referred to today as a whole country. I was taught math in high school by a Haitian immigrant named Yves Vollel, who worked hard, who dedicated himself to teaching kids in America. He ultimately returned to his country of Haiti and was assassinated while running for president. I spent a lot of time in Haiti. I first went there in the early 1990s as a young reporter. In 2010, my team from CNN was the first international team of journalists on the ground after the earthquake struck. I spent more than a month there and have returned many times on assignment and on vacation. Like all countries, Haiti is a collection of people. It's rich and poor, well-educated and not, good and bad. But I've never met a Haitian who isn't strong. You have to be to survive in a place where the government has often abandoned its people, where opportunities are few, and where Mother Nature has punished the people far more than anyone should ever be punished. But let me be clear tonight. The people of Haiti have been through more. They've been through more. They've withstood more. They fought back against more injustice than our president ever has. Tomorrow marks exactly 8 years since the earthquake struck Haiti. A 7.1 magnitude earthquake killed anywhere between 220,000 and 300,000 people. The actual numbers will never be known because they were buried in unmarked pits. 1.5 million people were displaced. For days and weeks, without help from their own government or police, the people of Haiti dug through rubble with their bare and bloodied hands to save complete strangers, guided only by the cries of the wounded and the dying. I was there when a young girl named Bee, who'd been trapped in rubble for nearly a day, was rescued by people who had no heavy equipment. They just had their God-given strength and their determination and their courage. I was there when a 5-year-old boy named Monley was rescued after being buried for more than 7 days. Do you know what strength it takes to survive on rainwater buried under concrete? A 5-year-old boy buried for 7 days. Haitians slap your hand hard when they shake it. They look you in the eye. They don't blink. They stand tall, and they have dignity. It's a dignity many in this White House could learn from. It's a dignity the president, with all his money and all his power, could learn from as well. On the anniversary of the earthquake, on this day when this president has said what he has said about Haitians, we hope the people in Haiti who are listening tonight in Port-au-Prince, in Jacmel, in Benet, in Miami, and elsewhere, we hope they know that our thoughts are with them and that our love is with them as well.
I just hope that they know. Welcome back, everybody. Hey, Anderson, he didn't mention Haiti, just FYI. In fact, he didn't even call him a crap hole, which you notice he had to get that word in. But it's funny how these guys wrap this thing and, you know, oh my gosh, I've been there. And it's poor little Mongley. Little Mogley, he was there for 5 days. Look, it was a horrible situation. What's it got to do with what did Donald Trump say that was not true about Haiti? What did he say? It is a crap hole made worse by the very people that claim to help. Anderson Cooper goes to Haiti. What does he do? Is he putting his money where his mouth is? Anybody? Anybody? No. Find out how much money Anderson Cooper has donated to Haiti. You know what he'll, do you know how Anderson Cooper rates what he does in Haiti? By the amount of coverage CNN gives it. And you know how the liberals rate what they do in Haiti? By how much they watch Anderson Cooper talk about the amount of coverage CNN gives to Haiti. But do you think these disingenuous pukes are going to dig in their pockets and donate crazy money to help Haiti? The answer is no. Hillary Clinton and her family collected billions of dollars, plural, and they built six model homes. You got to hear this one Haitian dude. He goes, they've got six homes. They built six tract homes, model homes. They built no more homes. They built a water purification facility. It's not a plant. It's like for one village or something. It's not like it's giving Haiti clean water, desalination, whatever. It's not. And they built like one school. They've been over there just running rampant. Hillary Clinton put her brother in charge. I forget his name, but she put her brother in charge of the Haitian gold mines. And I bet you there's more bling in L.A. from what her brother has done than there is in Haiti. They put Bill Clinton's brother, Roger, I believe, in charge of rice. And he did something with the tariffs and ruined that. Well, first of all, and I've talked about this in the past. I don't have any notes on it. I'm just kind of going from my memory. But here's the thing. Why are you putting a bunch of white folks in charge of these Haitians? In the Clinton family, the Clinton cartel. People in Haiti, they cannot stand the Clintons. They hate the Clintons. And Anderson Cooper, in one of the most amazing journalistic malfeasance I've seen in a while, wants to tie the earthquake in Haiti to what's going on with Donald Trump. That's how, I mean, that is as fake news as it gets for me. And he does it so impassioned. The little girl who did this and the little boy that they dug out from under the rubble. They've been through more than Donald Trump could ever go through. Hey, by the way, Anderson, they've been through more than any of the Americans have gone through. Any. Pick them. Pick one. You've been trapped under a boulder or under a fallen piece of concrete for 5 days living off rainwater? I haven't. Little Mowgli is a hero just to survive. I mean, he's lucky to survive. I don't know if I could have survived. I probably would have panicked, had a heart attack. Who knows? But don't pretend that you are going to go. You think any of these kids that are gangbanging that you overlook? It's funny how the CNN and all these leftist organizations, they fly over. In his case, now he's out of New York. Yeah, he doesn't have to cross over any black people. He can go straight from New York over the ocean to get to Haiti. But these West Coast liberals, they fly over more black people that need help and then go over, fly to Haiti to talk about what people need, or fly to some little country in Africa talking about how they help Mowgli, when they've completely abandoned these young blacks in cities. And let's just be honest. Name me a city that's, you know, run by Democrats, or got over a population of, say, 300,000 that isn't a crap hole itself. I can tell you about St. Louis, because I know a lot about it. I've talked about it on TV. A city that at one point rivaled Chicago, neck and neck. And I know there were some decisions made on where they were going to put the railroads and all that. But St. Louis has two major river systems, the Missouri River and the Mississippi River. So it had commerce coming up and down the river on barges. That's the cheapest way to bring product. And the rail system, of course, came through here. But anyway, there was a point where they didn't know which one was going to be the major city, and I think St. Louis said, no, we don't really want the rail or something. I'll forget the details. And Chicago grew better. But here's the thing. Chicago now has 2.7 million people in the city proper. St. Louis has 318,000. Now, there was a point when they were rivals. Both those cities had roughly 800,000 people at the turn of the 20th century. 800,000 people. St. Louis has lost 500,000 people in that period. Chicago has gained 1.7 million. and go look at the city. Other than the politics of it, it's a beautiful city. So that's where we are. And St. Louis, high crime. Chicago, too, high crime. But I did the statistics. St. Louis would have had 1,700, almost 1,800 deaths if it were the same size as Chicago per capita. Dangerous cities. One of the most dangerous cities in the world. And for the record, the most dangerous city in America, St. Louis, Missouri. The second most dangerous city, Baltimore. You want to know who runs it? You know who used to run it? Stephanie Rawlings Blake, the black chick that decided she was going to let Baltimore have a free-for-all. So while Anderson Cooper is lamenting the earthquake, the natural disaster that occurred in Haiti, trying to tie it to Trump in some way because he called the place a crap hole, which he didn't, as I mentioned, but he easily could have. And suddenly, you know, they're all outraged over it, but ask Anderson Cooper, is he worried about the people getting shot on the south side of Chicago? There's no, the only earthquake happening there is the earthquake of leftism, and it happens every single day. There's a new earthquake. There's a new Mogli every day in Chicago. Some little kid who's killed in a drive-by or whose mother is beaten to death by some crazy boyfriend or whatever, and he doesn't have a concern in the world. But he'll tell you how much he spent. I spent time over there, Port-au-Prince, Miami, you know, and he wants to give you the idea. I know what I'm talking about. Let me name a few cities and show you I know what I'm talking about. I told you, that's what leftists do. Hillary Clinton, well, I spent time with General so-and-so, the leader of this. I was over there and I met with Prime Minister this, that, and the other. Hey, let me ask you this. What came of it? Anything in particular? These people are jealous of Donald Trump's ability to say what he means and mean what he says. He's not going to take it back. He doesn't care about your sob stories. Go have your sob story, Anderson Cooper. I don't care. Anyway, there's a saying, jealousy is a fear of comparison. That's what it is. They don't want to admit, if you sit Donald Trump's record side by side with Barack Obama, Mr. Presidential, right? The guy who came off all presidential. What do you get? A big nothing burger on Barack Obama's side.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. The ignorant mind, with its infinite afflictions, passions, and evils, is rooted in three poisons: greed, anger, and delusion. And that's what we have when we deal with the left. We're dealing with ignorant minds. They've got all kinds of afflictions. They explain them to you every single day. They have no self-esteem, or they have too much self-esteem.
There's white privilege, man.
That's what white people say. Black people go, there's white privilege over there, man. In the same sentence, they tell you exactly who they are. We're too much, we're too little. They don't know who they are. rooted in evil. They're angry. They want what other people have all the time. It doesn't matter what you give them. And of course, they're delusional. And that brings up all their jealousies. You can't accomplish anything. I'll use my family. I don't have to go outside of family to tell you various issues related to this. I tell you all the time, my cousin, he's a cousin-in-law. He married my cousin. He said to me one time, when I was making money, when I started my first job as an engineer, I was all happy. He says, don't tell the family what you're doing, how good you're doing. This is a dude. Name is Johnny. Johnny is a street urchin. He's a guy who's going to take advantage of you if you're on the street. I'm just telling you, that's the kind of guy he was. Why my cousin fell in love with this little dude, I don't know. But she did. He was a street hustler. And I remember meeting him and think, you know, I'll be blunt. He reminded me of my dad. He's just that slick-talking little dude, like, hey, man, yeah, come on. One time when I went to stay with my cousin in Austin, he says, man, come ride with me. And I went with him, and he had his little collection racket and all these different things, and he was laying life on me. This was before he told me about not telling the family about money, because I was about 15, 16 years old. And I just wanted to go visit family. So my cousin goes, yeah, come stay with us for a few days. So I went there, you know, helped her clean, cook, you know, just being a part of the family. And so Johnny says, hey, man, come ride with me. And I got to see what he did every day, which was nothing but a hustle. He hustled women, he hustled men, he gambled, all kinds of stuff. And what was funny, I don't know what it was about him, because I was ready. I was like, oh, come hustle me, Johnny. You know, I was ready to be hustled. But when I got out of school with my engineering degree, and I was like, oh, man, I was excited. I graduated from college. Woo, got my job. I was like, man, this is great. Woo. And so I was telling the family, yeah, yeah. They were like, and my aunt said, nephew, what kind of money they paying you? And I was like, oh, I'm making $37,000 a year. This is years ago. That was when that was pretty good money, you know. And Johnny pulled me to the, he looked at me, and he said, hey, cuz, come here. And he pulled me out in the hallway of my aunt's house, his mother-in-law. And he looked at me and he says, don't ever do that. And I was like, do what? I remember it like it was yesterday. Because I was like, do what? What did I do? He goes, don't ever tell anybody how good you're doing, how much you're making. Not family. Especially family. I was blown away. What are you talking about? I can't celebrate. And he goes, he looked at me and he says, hey, don't do it. And it wasn't like, you can take this advice or leave it. He was telling me, don't do it. This is a street hustler. A guy who's used to hearing people like me go, yeah, this is all great and good. And then he goes, okay, I'll go get mine. And something inside of him said, nah, I'm not going to hustle Kev. I'm going to teach him something. And I took that lesson to heart. People call me up, how you doing? Oh, it could be better. Yeah, ooh, yeah. I mean, I could have won the lottery. I could have won Powerball for $500 million. Oh, shoot, it could be better, man. Shoot, whoo, wish it had been $600 million. Because I'm not telling. And it didn't take a tough lesson, thankfully, because Johnny was smart enough. You know, he recognized something in me and said, I want to make sure this kid does it the right way. Now, with my buddies, I've got money loaned from my friends. I've loaned my friends money. And I'm, you know, not in that position these days. Mostly it's my benefactors, the people who love my work that are starting to step up and do things for us. But I'm just telling you, you got to be careful with what you say to people because they get jealous. It's the ignorant mind. They don't. And it's funny. I used to tell one of my buddies, he came over to my house one time, one of my college friends in a Bentley. And I mean, we were 22 years old. He worked in a, what do they call it? So commercial real estate. He just sold a property and his dad loaned him said, you can have the Bentley and until he got his car, which is, I don't know what he was getting, but he was getting something really nice, a Porsche or something. Cause he, you know, he made like $500,000 in the deal. It was a crazy amount of money. I was like, wow. But I told him, I said, you know, Sterl, I can only be so happy for the dude that's getting a Ferrari. I was only joking with him because I got to ride, you know, when he finally got his car. I think it was a Porsche. I got to ride and then hang out. But, you know, he drops you off and that's the end. The good news is he let me borrow it from time to time. Yeah, I was that dude, you know, going around, cruising around, see girls like, hey, what's up, y'all? You know, the next time they see me, I was in my little Pinto station wagon. Yeah, this is the maid's car. Oh, man, the delusion. So Donald Trump called these countries crap holes, as you guys know. It's happened last week. The fallout has been amazing. But here's the thing. He's right. And I keep coming back to this because it's so telling how people get so angry. He's racist. That comment was so racist. It was blatantly this or that. And I was thinking to myself, look at the number of countries that are in poverty. And gosh knows, I have been to so many of them. I've seen levels of poverty that I go, the average American who believes that they're poor, I would say to you, jump inside of my head. Let me paint a picture of you of poverty. When you come out, if you still think you're poor, you need somebody to slap your mama. Because you're delusional. We don't understand poverty in this country. Our poor eat. Our poor are fat. We have the fattest poor people in the world. I find that really funny. The fattest poor people in the world. And they want to tell you, people over here, they ain't got nothing. America ain't taking care of people. America's taking too good a care of people. Barack Obama, everybody needs internet access. No, they don't. Don't misunderstand me. I love it. I love having access to broadband. But if I was a kid, poor, growing up in the country, and they said, my grandmother said, we can't afford no cell phone, no internet. You better shut up. You better go get them encyclopedias and get the reading. That would have been the end of it. I wouldn't. So what? We have all this access to information at our fingertips. And yeah, you. What do you use it for? Oh, I need to find the nearest Church's Fried Chicken or the nearest Popeyes. Yeah, sorry. That was my search. That was my searches. So, you know, at least I didn't say I was looking for a watermelon stand. But you get what I'm saying? We have all this access to stuff. We don't use a fraction of it. You can't even use a fraction of it. And I guarantee you there's somebody living on a farm, growing up, milking cows or something, who naturally has more smarts than 98% of the people who go to Harvard. Just the truth. You either have it or you don't. Now, you can be trained to learn some things. There's no question about it. But you don't need access to the internet to be smart. You don't need cable TV to be smart. Many people don't even watch TV. I mean, there's not as many as you think, but there are some people that barely watch TV. But Barack Obama wants to make sure all of this is available. It has to be equal. The playing field must be level. Until you talk about where his kids go to school. Yeah, we didn't want to send them to the normal schools in D.C., so we sent them to Sidwell, where all the rich elitists of D.C. send their kids. Oh, you know, we thought about them going to state school or whatever, but it's a little bit of a hassle. Harvard is more ready for them. They're used to dealing with the kids of dignitaries. And I could go on. Like I said, countries impoverished in this world that I guarantee, and people have talked about it, you want a vacation there. Forget vacationing there. You wouldn't want to go there on business and just stay in your hotel room. I've been to Africa and sat through brownout, after blackout, and went, geez, you can't even work. Why bother? More people displaced than any time in the history of the world. 65 million people displaced, mostly from countries of color. Mostly from the religion of peace. And they want to talk to you about, you know, racism? There's a lot of other isms that you could get to before you get to racism. I got to leave it there for now. We'll be back.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.